State Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch, who has chaired Westlake's board of directors for a decade, called Pipeline Health a vulture company, accusing them of continuing to move staff and equipment out of the hospital even after a judge granted a restraining order.
We had a significant victory in court last week. Significant. And they blatantly ignored Judge Riley's order.
Liz Figueroa Serrano says she's seen firsthand how Westlake is not accepting patients.
I was turned away twice last week for my physical therapy for my arm. And so, yes, services are being shut down. They're not being provided.
Pipeline Health attorneys say they haven't cut back services since the TRO was granted and that the hospital's losing $2 million a month. Nancy Hardy, News Radio on 105.9 FM.